If you look diagonally to the right from here, about to where the old crane is, you'll have the slaughterhouse right in view. It's easy to recognise. It's the one with the ox's skull on the front.
It was rumoured that the ox waggled its horns when the church bells rang on Good Friday. But that's not likely to happen in Catholic Bamberg, is it?
But the slaughterhouse in Bamberg, well, there was one here, of course, as early as the Middle Ages. This one we're looking at with the arcades was built in the 18th century and built in part directly over the river so that the waste from the slaughter rooms above would fall through holes in the floor directly into the water.
And thus my services were required once again.
Well, yeah, they were, Frau Regnitz, but I wasn't sure you'd want to remember that. Nowadays, the cleanness of your water gets much more attention, and slaughterhouse waste isn't just chucked into the river. The slaughterhouse was closed down here at the beginning of the 20th century. There was still a meat sales hall up until 1950, but then the building was converted into the university.
You know, Johannes, seeing you standing on this bridge puts me in mind of 1784.
Oh, right, the memorable 1784, the year of the worst flooding in the history of the town. And you were hardly an innocent bystander, were you?
Well, what could I have done to stop the weeks of bitterly cold weather, the snow falling in big, heavy flakes, and then the sudden thaw that set in on February the 23rd, and the rain on top of it? The solid, frozen ground just couldn't soak it up, and so my waters rose and rose, and not only mine, I might add, to a threateningly high level. Ice floes and tree trunks were washed along in me, and they loomed meters tall on bridges and jetties until many gave way. Even mills were carried away.
And finally, on February the 27th, you burst the famous sea bridge known as the King of Bridges in Franconia.
It was terrible. 15 onlookers plummeted into my waters.
Oh!
And one day later, on a Saturday at 6 in the morning, one of the piers of the 6th Bamberg Bridge, the lower bridge, fell. I couldn't stop the tree trunks and ice floes also ramming into Kreutzer's mill, and the bridge arch finally collapsed completely.